שלום, אנחנו נתחיל את השיעור שלנו היום בנושא הגישה ללימוד חוכמת הקבלה.
Well, we'll start a lesson today about the approach to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll read excerpts from the sources. You can ask questions on Kabbalah TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. The approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. Rav Lightman, go ahead.
There's a difference between the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and any other study. Because we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, if it is the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive life, how to receive the upper providence, the attitude of the Creator towards us, what He wants of us, how I look at everything in life, and why I see life this way, why I think of life the way I do, how I can change my attitudes towards life, so that this life, such that the life that I'm in are not dependent on me, but they're dependent on the upper providence. And first I have to come to a state in which there's none else besides Him. And only after I discover that there's none else besides Him that's operating in me, then from that I also begin to discover my correct attitude towards life, towards my actions, if at all, if I have such actions, because there's none else besides Him. Meaning, here in the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the main thing is to discover who manages us, in what way, in which direction, how we need to accept this, that I'm under the control of the Creator, or maybe I'm erring in thinking that I'm in His control or not. There's this resetting, calibrating ourselves correctly to who I am and what the world is that I exist in, this environment, my perception, how correct or incorrect it is, and how I come to see the correct form in my feelings, in my intellect, my inner and outer vision. There are many things that a person needs to discover for himself here. The main thing is to connect himself correctly to the upper force. This is why the main thing is the intention in the study. That is, what do I want from the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah? And then, out of that stems the study itself. Let's see how Kabbalists tell us about this. Each from his angle, from his side, from his direction, but from these many directions, we might find, nevertheless, how we can rise, connect above our reason, above our current reason, to the upper godly reason. Please.
Excerpt number 33. This is taken from the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Bar Salam says this: the light in the Torah shines only to those with faith. Moreover, the measure of light is as the measure of the force of one's faith.
אבל למחוסרי אמונה חס ושלום היא להפך.
Yet to those without faith it is the opposite, as it is written, to the left leaning in it a potion of death, for they receive darkness from the Torah and their eyes darken. Sages have already presented a nice allegory about this matter regarding the verse, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." There's an allegory about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, I await the light, for the light is mine, but you, why do you need the light?
That's what we need, to be in that question. As a rooster, what do we need the light for? The light of the Creator is the light of bestowal, the light of faith. Whereas we rise above our ego and we can see not through our ego everything that's happening to us. Why did it happen to me and what did it do to me? And with complaints to the Creator and to the world and even complaints to Himself. Where I complain to myself, why did I do so? And that too, seemingly, as I don't believe in none else besides Him. If I think that I myself did something in my lifetime, and that there isn't this complete control of the Creator here, that until this day I haven't done anything. So what is it that I should ask for? Meaning there are many questions that we need every day. Every day meaning every moment I wake up. Not from my sleep, but I wake up in my mind, I wake up in my feeling towards the Upper Providence. And ask myself, who is the one that controls reality? Is it me or him? And also this moment that I woke up, is it dependent on me or him? And anyway, if I think this way, will it depend on me or not? What does it mean to be the rooster? We should be awakened and happy for this awakening. What is this awakening? So here, we need to see these things and hope that we will continue and scrutinize. Meanwhile, we will continue. Please. Is there what to scrutinize here? I don't see it, really.
I saw questions. Ah, they were taken down.
No, that's just Hebrew then.
Okay.
They will ask later.
34. This is from article of Rabash. They said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created this Torah as a spice. Meaning, the light spices the evil inclination. In other words, the Creator gives the power to want to do everything for the sake of the Creator. Again, quote number 34. They said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. Meaning, the light spices the evil inclination. In other words, the Creator gives the power to want to do everything for the sake of the Creator.
Meaning, probably I have something that's opposite the upper desire, and it is called the evil inclination. And I choose to equalize with the upper in my examination, and not that I just close my eyes and say, oh, I want to be like the Creator, kind of in providence and understanding. I need to see these opposite forms to the upper providence and the upper force. And after that, I just need to equalize my form with the Creator and see what's for and what's against and the gap between them all. And then by this way, we will come to these new discernments. To new discernments. This is how we get there. That's why our sages said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice, meaning this way the light adds, it spices the evil inclination, adds something to it that's called a spice, meaning altogether, the Torah is the spice, which we can, with the evil inclination, I want to emphasize that the evil inclination is the main thing, it's all of creation, and only changing creation from being without spice to a state in which it does receive this spice, which is called the Torah spice, where the Creator gives the force called the spice, so that we will want to do everything in order to bestow. Meaning, with our nature, which is the will to receive, according to his nature, which is the desire to bestow. And then we will be included both from the desire to receive and the desire to bestow. The changes from in order to receive to in order to bestow are called executing a mitzvah. And this is how we will advance, despite the fact that we're opposite the Creator, according to our nature. But we will be able to make ourselves truly looking at life like He does. Okay? Good? I also don't see too many questions. Yes, Oren.
Rav, if a criticism and disregard awakens in the person, what can you spice it with? How?
Yes, I hear from many students critique and disregard and crying and disappointment and all kinds of things. A person wakes up in the morning and sometimes it could be for him in the middle of the day, for his morning, a spiritual morning, not corporeal morning, but in the morning, let's say now before the lesson, when he awakens and he has this upheaval towards his life, towards the Creator. Why the Creator is doing what he's doing, why he's not amongst the righteous as he would depict himself that he should be. He thinks that maybe what the others have is not okay, and he thinks it should be different, and he wants it to be different, and he can't. And he puts forth critique on his own life and himself, why that's not okay, why he's bad, and when will this finally be done with, meaning he has complaints. And complaints can be just. Altogether, he wants to be better. But in what does he need to be better here? In the fact that from now on he will be, according to his reason, a righteous, have this wide heart, loving everyone, or does he need to see how today he is also under the control of the Creator with all the bad things? And then it's not that he needs to correct these bad things that are in him, the evil inclination, and for it not to be in him. But rather, his evil inclination is in the fact that he thinks that all that he has is his and not the Creator's. And therefore, maybe his approach needs to be such that he agrees with all that's in him. Truly, heart and soul, and doesn't need to change anything except for one thing, which is the control of the Creator, which needs to be so. And whatever the Creator wants, let him do. Let him do it all, and it will be for the good. And the way it seems to him as unjust and not good, that he's eating himself up for what he did in his lifetime, and to all the people and how they suffered due to what he did, That's not correct. Maybe he needs to accept that it all comes from above. And there's none else besides him. And he just needs to accept this, that there is no other control. And so on and so forth. There are many things here, but these scrutinies need to happen. Hence, what is he blessing for, like a rooster and not as a bat? He scrutinizes, he blesses the morning by being able to now scrutinize everything and attribute everything to the Creator, to adhere to Him, heart and soul, even though all these things are unpleasant that are happening to him. And he sorts everything above this displeasure of his, meaning above his avyut. There are many things here that words won't quite help us, but rather it all depends on a person and how he goes through this within and as much as he asks himself this way. 35.
This is from an article of Rabash concerning bestowal. This means that first one must see if he has the strength to come to be able to act with the aim to bestow contentment upon the Creator. Then, when he has already come to realize that he cannot achieve it by himself, that person focuses his Torah and mitzvot on a single point, which is that the light in it reforms him. That this will be the only reward that he wants from the Torah and mitzvot. In other words, the reward for his labor will be for the Creator to give him this strength called the power of bestowal. There is a rule that one who makes an effort, meaning cancels his rest, is because he wants something, since he knows that without labor he will not be given. So, he must toil. For this reason, a person who exerts to keep Torah and mitzvot must certainly be missing something, and this is why he exerts in Torah and mitzvot, to obtain what he wishes through it. Accordingly, one must pay attention and contemplate what he wants. What is the reward that he wants for this, for his work, before he begins his work in serving the Creator?
That's the question. What does he want as a reward for his efforts? What is the effort that needs to be? If he is under the control of the upper force, then first of all, his exertion needs to be such that which he receives in heart and soul in a way that there is no doubt that he is in adhesion with the Creator. And in adhesion with the Creator means that everything that's happening in the world is just the Shekhinah, the upper light that's dwelling in the world in every way. And there is nothing to add, God forbid. That is, towards a person there's but one thing, to search where else he can be adhered to the Creator. To the Creator, and that his adhesion is what scrutinizes that maybe there's something else that it seems to him that he doesn't agree, that he would think that he would contemplate something else, that he would want something else, maybe he would add something, and the way he talks about it in thought, in action, and he sees that all that he has, with all that he has, he agrees in practicality that truly, it's not that he remains without involvement. He could get involved 100%, and yet there is nothing to add. There's truly nothing to add. Then it's considered that he has come to adhesion with the Creator, and that's his work, actually. This is the state he needs to yearn to come to. That's why we need to understand what our work is. It's not that we will be world correctors, as it's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that there are such who want to correct the world, to spin the world. Rather, we want to spin and correct our approach towards Ein Sof, towards eternity, towards the good that does good, towards none else besides Him. And in correcting ourselves towards that, until we agree, heart and soul, that we don't need to correct anything more, or spin anything else, but ourselves in this. This is how we reach the truth. I will read number 35 again. A person needs to see first if he has the forces to reach, the ability to do deeds in order to bestow to contentment to the Creator. Meaning, will I be able to add something in order to bring forth contentment in this? And then, when he has already come to realize that he cannot achieve it by himself, with his own forces, he doesn't have what to add. Then that person focuses his Torah and mitzvot to a single point, which is that the light in it reforms him. That this will be his reward that he wants from the Torah and mitzvot. In other words, the reward of his labor will be for the Creator, will give him this strength called the power of bestow. He needs to scrutinize where he can add this force of bestow. By what? Since there's a rule that one who makes an effort, meaning cancels his rest, is because he wants something and knows that without the labor he will not be given. This is why he must toil. For this reason, a person who exerts to keep Torah and mitzvot certainly is missing something. And this is why he exerts in Torah and mitzvot. By this, he will obtain what he wishes. Meaning, what I want from receiving this upper force that will correct me. What does it need to correct in me? And accordingly, one must pay attention and a little bit of contemplation here before he starts in his work for the Creator. What does he want? Meaning, what reward he wants for his work. I'm laboring now in the 10 and all kinds of things. Altogether, what do I want from life? What is it that I want? The force, what kind? Meaning, how do I want it to operate? What do I have to add?
Kanashila.
This is where the question is.
No, bo.
Well, let's hear, nevertheless, our friends that Otherwise, they will have too many questions and they'll also maybe get a little confused. Let's start with
USA Northeast.
USA Northeast.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Rob. So in this, there's a, since it's three part, and one cannot do without the other, where I cannot have a fulfillment without a lack. And I really have to appreciate looking for a lack in order to then value my value of the Creator to fulfill this lack. Is that correct?
That's along the way. That's on the way.
United VG Free. United VG Free.
Можно развернуть сказанное, изменить наш подход на инсов.
Can we say that...
I don't understand the question.
Можно развернуть сказанное, изменить наш подход на инсов.
Can we explain what you said with regards to changing our attitude to Ensof?
I don't understand the question. To change our approach to Ensof? Our attitude towards it? I don't understand. Write it to me and send it. Hebrew 10.
כן, רב, סליחה שאנחנו נודניקים, אבל רציתי לשאול מה הקשר בין השכר.
רב, sorry for nagging you, but I wanted to ask what's the connection between the reward we wish to attain and the greatness of the Creator.
The reward is the reward that I don't know what that is, the greatness and importance of the Creator, something concrete. It could be that that's what you want to attain, maybe something else. But I want reward. That's one thing. Okay, you want reward. For sure you want reward. Because without that, you wouldn't turn. When you turn, it means that you're asking. If you're asking, you want to receive an answer. Yes? So your question is a deficiency. And what you receive in return, you expect that to be the answer to your deficiency. So what are you asking? According to your request, that's how the answer will come. Please, again.
So we need to create this common deficiency in the 10 now. For instance, now in the lesson, to reach the greatness of the Creator.
If you need that, you need to scrutinize what your deficiencies are. And not that it's written that way, and that's how we're asking. You need to scrutinize what is your deficiency exactly and to what deficiency it's worthwhile to come to and why it's worth it. Then you will have the difference, the gap between the desirable and what you have. It's written about that, make your will as His will.
Toda.
Thank you. PT31. Rav, many times you use the example of Rabash, who would say about the beast, let it suffer. Now, this attitude to the beast that suffers as a third person's perspective, is that something part of the effort we need to do?
We don't need to suffer, we just need to see this suffering as a discernment by which we aim ourselves correctly to the Creator under those circumstances that we are in. PT 17. We don't have PT 17, then erase it. We're done. Mac 2.
A person needs to practically agree with the actions of the Creator. Is it within reason or above reason?
If he can do it in reason, moreover.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Good morning. I wanted to ask whether beyond the states and everything, it shows us the magnitude of our faith, the complete faith in the Creator.
You can discover that. Meanwhile, I don't know what faith you can discover here. Maybe a lack of faith.
That's exactly what I meant, that wherever there's a problem, we see that we have lack of faith and not complete faith. And secondly, if we can say basically that the reward for all these things is the receiving joy, because joy gives us the ability to work and nullify and basically everything.
That's the question. Whether the joy needs to be as a result of something from the good deeds. And then what do I do? Do I do good deeds in order to be in joy?
If we enter the lesson with joy, then we're more focused, so we're more desirous.
What do I need this joy for in order to be more focused?
More focused, more loving to the friends.
Meaning without joy, I won't be able to get to that?
It'll be more difficult.
Well, then there's plenty to scrutinize here, whether this is the reason I need to be happy for.
The joy is like our fuel.
That's something that you need to scrutinize. I'm not going to scrutinize that for you. You need to scrutinize that.
BBUK.
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 According to what measurement can we check the intention that it's in the direction of bestowing contentment to the Creator?
In the direction of the group, for sure. We just need to sort the group in such a way that it will be as similar as possible to the upper force. Meaning this is already not people, but where each nullifies himself towards the others, and then this mutual nullification that they have between them becomes a spiritual value, where friends nullify towards this principle of bestowing mutually towards one another. So in the connection between them, there is a spiritual discernment that they came to. And then towards this spiritual discernment, which they built, as it's written, you created me. Towards that discernment, they start to calibrate themselves. And by coming to that joy, like they talked about, and this precision in adhering to one another and so forth.
Meaning that the intention depends on nullification.
Yes, certainly each needs to nullify himself towards others. This is one of the conditions in Arvut, in the 10. And without the 10, they won't be able to exactly locate how they nullify towards the Creator. Who is the Creator? Something that's disappeared, that doesn't exist. The Creator is called come and see. But you need to make Him. You made me in the connection between us. And then to come to Him and to start working with Him. If in the 10 we don't have such an example, a tangible one, by which this way we intend, that is my God. Here, this is our God. Then we come either to a state called Rosh Chodesh or other states where we have what to measure ourselves towards. When we build this true form, and towards it we bow, all of us. This is called we shall bow, where we build this temple. PT 17 already asked, yes?
No.
Well? I don't know what's happening with them there. Be'er Sheva.
The question is whether by relating everything to the Creator, determining that there is no else besides Him, by that, am I basically nullifying myself? Where's my independence here?
By canceling your beast and your measure of adhesion to the Creator, you appreciate, and that's actually who you are. That's considered the godly part from above. That's the Adam, one who resembles the Creator. Where you made yourself similar to Him. The will to receive, which receives the form of bestowal upon itself, is called Adam.
And it's emotional or intellectual? It's a combination or what?
No, it's not intellectual. It needs to be emotional to the depth of your feelings, because the Creator created feeling. And the man, by wanting to resemble the Creator this way, acquires the intellect. The intellect is an acquisition. Wonderful. I'm happy that you understood.
Boker Tov Rav.
Good morning, Rav. With regards to the question, what reward does one want in response to his effort? So I see that many times, to me, what sneaks in is, besides reward for the friends, is reward from me. What do I do with it?
You scrutinize what you want exactly, and then you ask in a shorter way, to the point, and then you see how much you can be within your reason, like the reason of the society, that then, and like the reason of the Creator, where the Creator is the summation of the whole concentration of your efforts.
Many times I'm just afraid that the reward I want for the effort is also for myself.
You get incorporated in the 10 and have no worries. The fear is good, but it shouldn't stop you from incorporating in the 10. That's it. We are constantly searching for some solution, but around the correct place, around the center of the 10, and not exactly there. And that's how we go around, and we don't exactly know how to do what we have to do. The evil inclination constantly blurs things, just like I want to define in the center of the circles there, in the 10 there, but I see that my hand is kind of like going around and around, and I can't exactly determine that point.
Kiev. Okay, thank you, Rav.
Kiev.
Вот что это за святилище, вот этот мой Бог, пример в десятке, о котором вы говорите?
What is that illumination within the 10 that you talked about? How does it happen?
I could express the center of the 10 such that that it doesn't belong to anyone, it belongs to all of us together in an equal way, in an equal manner, and This is the creator exactly, where you take, well, you're an architect, so you take like 10 colors, and you start to mix them until you check and see that none of those colors has any advantage over the others. And then what you receive from all of that, that will be the quality of the creator.
I basically somehow feel these colors in different ways in the 10, and I try to mix them. And the friends in the 10, what they need to feel...
That's not on you. If along the way you see that something's bothering you and you can take it and to the partner or more... But first of all, this... First of all, no one bothers you. Where you're dealing with this, you need to be certain that everyone just wants to help, as this is the Creator through others wanting to help you.
Try to help them so they come to it as well.
You think about how you arrange the center of the 10, and then you will see that they're equalizing with you together.
United with Jeffrey.
Раб, что значит просить слияние с Творцом в десятке? Это
What does it mean to ask for adhesion in the 10? From the Creator, is it my request or a common request of the friends in the 10?
It goes both ways. Now, for the time being, it's enough for me to ask. I will ask from them all.
Toronto 1.
Скажите, а можно это видеть как центр десятки?
Rob, tell us, please. Can we see this as the center of the 10, that the Creator is like this common child in the 10 that we grow, that we love?
I think it's not simple. It's not worthwhile to relate in such a way that we will all start scrutinizing these things. I'm talking about the initial examination, that I need to see them all as I relate towards everyone in such a way that they towards me are righteous, they in my eyes are all connected, they in my eyes are the center of the 10, and I want to adhere to them heart and soul, and to make whatever they want of them, as long as I will be adhered to them, so that they give me this opportunity. BBUK.
Доброе утро. Если получится продолжить вопрос Амнона про самоотмену, так это значит, что мы не обязательно должны достичь равенства.
Morning. If I can continue Amnon's question about self-annulment, does this mean we don't have to reach annulment, that we have to reach the state or the feeling that we're all important equally, and the equality is about canceling our desire to receive this relationship with the 10?
Correct. Correct. Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Los esfuerzos en la decena y entorno hoy nos ayudarán a los esfuerzos que debemos realizar mañana.
The efforts in the 10 today will help us in the efforts we need to make tomorrow.
Certainly so. These are degrees. This is how we rise. And we are constantly rising and rising, improving. Latin 5.
Buen día, Raf. ¿Cómo identificar si realmente nos estamos esforzando en cumplir la Torah?
Good morning, Rav. Do we actually make an effort to fulfill the Torah, to realize the Torah?
If you're exerting or not, how do I know? You need to exert. You need to effort and give an example to one another and everyone together. Effort in order to connect in such a way that your center will be clear to you that you have come to stabilize the Creator. That the way you unite between you together, you feel more and more that in the connection between you, you're starting to feel and understand who the Creator is. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav, una domanda da Luigi. Good
morning Rav, a question from Luigi. What's the meaning of focusing the Torah and Mitzvot to a single body?
That we want to concentrate all our acts or all our operations of connection towards the center of the Ten.
Can I ask another question?
Well,
che cosa significa che per raggiungere la qualità di d'azione devo affiliare tutto?
What's the meaning of in order to reach bestowal, I have to give everything to the Creator, relate everything to the Creator?
To come to bestowal means that I rise above my self-justification, the need for myself. I rise above that. It's not that it disappears, God forbid. It doesn't. If my questions disappear, my interest, my desire, then I myself will disappear. Then who will be? Rather, I need to see how I rise above that and start to see creation not directly from my desires, but rather my desires that are clothed in the desire of the Ten. We don't have any other possibility of coming towards this observation towards bestowal, but through the Ten. This is why the Creator was given, so that we will have our vut, by which I will be able to look correctly at reality, at the Creator, in order to arrange my vision, to buy this binoculars, by which I will be able to look correctly at reality. That's what the Torah was given, and why this shattered kli was given, where I will constantly be able to even more, and even more, and even more, correct myself.
Ashkelon.
Exactly about the same question. Do I need to transcend, rise above, even when I don't feel questions?
When you don't feel questions, you need to nullify before the questions of the friends to feel their questions and advance with them together that way. That's like we talk in the Haggadah of Passover, and the one who does not know how to ask. So it's written about that. So open it up for him, meaning connect as much as possible to the friends and with them together until it will open in you as well. A new desire in which you will want to receive responses and questions. Africa.
Africa.
We got a question from the Ivory Coast. Does one have to use his daily life for his correction? And if so, how can the friends help?
That's only in daily connection, where you get to know more and more, not themselves. We don't engage in psychology and knowing oneself, but what is demanded of a person, where I want more and more to know what the Creator is, what the upper force wants from me. And then accordingly, how I can approximate his demand.
В 35-м отрывке написал Рабаш, когда человек поймет, что он не может...
In Item 35, Rabash writes that when a person understands that he cannot attain it on his own, by his own strength, he will then focus all of his Torah mitzvot on one point, the light of the Creator. So, what helps us find this exact focus?
The disappointment from one's own forces. Despaired from his own forces. Despaired from being despaired, meaning what exactly are you despaired? Not just from his own forces, by the fact that he still thinks, that he still depends on those as if he controls something, where he asks, where am I here? In short, there's a series of, all the way to the end of correction, a series of questions that he needs to scrutinize, and each time the despair leads him to a new opening.
Is it correct to see the Torah as the right line and realizing the Torah as the middle line?
We're not talking about that.
Good morning. What is exactly the center of the ten?
It's the efforts of all the friends that are drawn to connect between them without controlling one another, but rather in all nullifying towards all of them, and all of them together towards the Creator. Asia.
Alex. That without faith we cannot receive the light of the Torah. What are the building blocks of the faith?
This is annulment towards the force of bestowal, that we nullify towards one another in order to connect between us, as at this, in this way we are ready to receive the upper force to bestow upon us and make of us an image, a form, a partsuf, a mold of Adam Rishon.
So faith is a collective of the ten. It's not attainment of an individual, it's a collective of the ten.
Faith we receive through the ten. Because it can't be that there will be a spiritual force that I receive personally from the Creator. Since if I'm adhered just to myself, then I'm not spiritual.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вы сказали, что необходимо.
Good morning, teacher. You said that it is necessary to integrate with the friend's question, to feel the friend's question, to understand the friend's question. What if in our 10 it happens and we felt it? What do we do with this emotion that we just acquired?
When you get to this, you will know what to do next.
Ita one.
Sì, buongiorno Rav.
Hello Rav, good morning. What is the meaning of giving contentment to the Creator? Because I'm always in my own self. Giving contentment to the Creator is considered that I depict to myself how I bring forth contentment to all my friends who are all connected together.
Tel Aviv 1.
Thank you, Rav. Why does a person expect reward if he knows that his effort is not at his expense? That his effort is the Creator's, actually. That is his reward. Where he bestows to the Creator, that is his reward.
United with Jeffrey.
A question from a friend from another ten. How do I know what desires the ten has? How to identify their desires? If I don't have a contact with the ten, I have no point in connecting to the Creator. Kafkaz. They don't have a question. Good morning. I also want to ask about the reward. On one hand, we ask for the reward for our efforts. On the other hand, it said the work above reason needs to be in subjugation without any conditions. How does this work out? The fact that I will do without any reward, that will be my reward. Okay, we'll do one more. 36, yes? Yes, item 36 from Rabash's article, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? Even while learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah, he should still distinguish with which intention he is learning. Meaning, it is to observe the commandment of the Creator, as it is written, and you shall reflect on him day and night. Or is he learning in order to receive the light of Torah? Because he needs the light of Torah in order to cancel the evil within him. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It turns out that he is learning in order to obtain the spice. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him. This is what we need to aim for all the time. This is what we should think of. With this thought, we should start to study, and during the study, not remove our reason and opinion from it, and to end the study and to give ourselves an answer, whether we intended for the reforming light, not for knowledge, not for any success that is corporeal, money, health, success in the family, something, for the children, nothing. Only for one thing, we can aim ourselves for the reforming light to give us the force of faith, the force of bestowal. Only for that. Please again, Oren. Again, item 36. Even while learning Torah, for the sake of learning Torah, he should also distinguish with which intention he is learning. Meaning, is it to observe the commandment of the Creator as it is written, and you shall reflect on it day and night, or is it learning in order to receive the light of Torah, because he needs the light of Torah in order to cancel the evil within him? As our sages said, as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It turns out that he is learning in order to obtain the spice. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him. Well, let's hope that you heard this. So please, PT 17.
Rav, boker tov.
Good morning, Rav. We summarized, concluded that you're just asking the question, and without the good morning or without anything. So I'm saying this to everyone. Now ask.
Oh,
In our 10, in the last month, we discovered hatred as a result of corruptions that were discovered in me. The moment I start to ask the 10, okay, let's start to use the spice, it evoked in them even more antagonism, and instead of rising above reason, they decided to go to some councils and, sir, this is not for me. This is a question for the our organization where they can go into that and scrutinize and discern exactly and give you counsel on this. We didn't talk about that. And therefore, you're not asking according to what's written. I'm sorry. You're taking for your personal firm time. You're taking everyone's time. Be a little less of an egoist. Tel Aviv 2.
Please, Tel Aviv
2. Tel Aviv 2.
אז אין להם שאלה.
So don't they have a question? Okay.
Ita 4.
Italy 4.
Sì, devo vedere il creatore in ogni situazione. Questa è annullarsi.
I need to see the creator in every situation. Is this considered to cancel myself and receive the Torah? Well, it's not that simple that you're giving us one condition. All the things that we're talking about are around how we need to appear in order to receive the reforming light called the Torah. Whether you truly want to change, whether you need to adapt yourself and what you need to adapt yourself towards that light that will appear to you, because you need to somewhat be in equivalence of form. The light is completely bestowing. I'm not bestowing yet. So how can I be similar to it? So they say, the light that reforms does not need you to be like him, bestowing like him. Therefore, it's called the reforming light, as it has an influence on you while you're corrupted. But to the extent that you do want to reach correction, that is, the light operates upon your deficiency, from being corrupted to being corrected. Is this direction correct according to the power of correction? Then the light will have its influence. That's why it's called the reforming light. There are many types of lights that operate according to deficiencies or according to the opposite, other discernments. PT 12.
Rav,
what is the evil inclination and what is the correction of the evil inclination if all the work is in the 10 between us?
Sorry, ask again.
If all our work is in the 10,
yes.
So the question is, what is the evil inclination? And what is its correction?
Our entire work is about how do we arrange the 10 to match it to the light. So you've got the light, and the light shines. And you are in the 10, which is like a steering wheel. And you have to steer the wheel in a way that it's exactly aimed at the ray of light. That's what you do. So how should the 10 calibrate itself? Through mutual annulment, through each one blessing the friends, making the friends greater in their eyes, feeling that it's no longer friends, it's a single body. And keep calibrating the 10 so it's exactly aimed at the light that reforms. So you'll be clear on what you need from this light. Kiev number
вопроса, как использовать инструмент десятки, что...
To continue the question, how do you use the instrument called the Ten so that all of externality will be a theater and behind it the Creator stands? How to see that through the Ten?
זה נכון, שזה הכל תיאטרון, אבל בלי...
It's correct that it's all a theater, but without... arranging this theater correctly, you're not going to see the Creator. You're not going to design the image of the Creator. You have to see them as the perfect means. Galil West.
How do we know that we're using correctly the reforming light, that we're operating correctly and not causing damage in the Ten?
Read the articles of Rabash about the group. I can't review all the articles right now with you, but that's where he describes how we have to be connected to each other. And then, from this connection, we'll be connected to the Creator. All right, we are done. Well, let's move on to the next part and sing a song.
Song.
This is a message from God. Stop the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love, awakening your soul. This is a message from above.